The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 19 and 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 25th, 1973, in London, England.
He who thinks that the living entity is the slayer, or that he is slain, does not understand. One who is in knowledge knows that the self slays not, nor is slain. For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
So, in different ways, Krishna is trying to convince us how the soul is immortal. Different ways. Jainam, jainam vetti hantaram. When there is fight, so if one is killed, so Krishna says that if one thinks that this man has killed this man, so, or this man can kill this man, this kind of knowledge, he is not perfect. Nobody kills nobody. Then the butchers, they may say that, then why do you complain that you are killing? That killing the body. But you cannot kill when there is injunction, thou shall not kill. That means you cannot kill the body without sanction. You cannot kill. Although the soul is not killed, the body is killed, still you cannot kill the body without it. That is sinful. For example, that a man is living in some apartment, so somehow or other you drive him away from that, illegally you drive him away. So the man will go out and will take shelter somewhere. That's a fact. But because you have driven him away from his bona fide position, you are criminal. You cannot say, although I have driven away, he will get some place. No, that's all right. But you have no power to drive him away. He was in his legal position to live in that apartment, and because you have forcibly driven him away, you are killed. You should be punished. So this argument, the butchers or the animal killers or any kind of killer, they cannot put argument that here Bhagavad Gita says that soul is never killed. Rahanati handamani sarire, even after destroying the body. So, why you are complaining that you are killing? So, this is the argument that you cannot even kill the body. That is not allowed. That is sinful. Ubhautau na vijanita naya hanti na hannate. So nobody kills anybody, neither anybody is killed by others. This is one. Again, in a different way, Krishna says, na jaya. The living entity never takes birth. The birth is of the body. Or the death is of the body. living entity, the spiritual spark, then that being Krishna's part and parcel, as Krishna does not take birth, does not die, ajopi sannit abhyatma, you'll find in the fourth chapter. Ajopi, Krishna is aja. Aja means who never takes birth. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we also never take birth. The birth and death is of this body. And we are so absorbed in the bodily concept of life that when there is birth or death of the body, we feel the pains and pleasure. There is no pleasure, of course. Birth and death, it is very painful. Because, that is already explained, the consciousness of the soul is spread all over the body. Therefore, the pains and pleasure felt on account of the body. So Krishna has already advised that such kind of pains and pleasure, matras parshastu kontiya, touching the skin only, one should not be very much bothered. Tāṅ-thithikha-sabhāra. In this way, if we think about our position, self-realization, how we are different from the body. Actually, this is meditation. If we think very seriously about ourselves and about the body, that is self-realization. Self-realization means I am not this body, I am aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. That is self-realization. Suna jayate na mriyate va kadachit. Kadachit means any time, past, present and future. Kadachit. In the past it is already explained. In the past we existed, maybe in a different body. At present we are existing, and in the future also we shall exist, continue to exist, maybe in a different body. Maybe not actually. Tatha dehantaram prapta. Because after giving up this body, we have to accept another body. So this is going on. And ignorance, without knowledge of self, we are being kept in ignorance. The so-called educational system all over the world, there is no such education. They are kept in darkness and ignorance, and still so much money is being spent, especially in the Western countries. They have got money, big, big high schools, but what is the production? All fools and rascals, that's all. Because they do not know, they have no idea what is self. And without this knowledge, knowledge means self-realization. That I am not this body, I am spirit soul. That is knowledge. Knowledge how to eat, how to sleep, how to defend, how to enjoy sex life, and volumes of books on this subject matter, these are not knowledge. They are known even by the cats and dogs. The cats and dogs never read Freud's philosophy, but they know how to enjoy sex life. So this dog's philosophy will not help you. That I have got this body and I have to enjoy the bodily sex life. This is dog philosophy. The dog knows all these things. Your philosophy should be how to refrain from sex life. That is knowledge. Tapo divyam. Tapasya, this human life is meant for. Tapasya, to refrain from sense gratification. That is knowledge. Not that how to enjoy sex life or sense gratification. This is known to cats and dogs without any education, without any philosophy. The philosophy, pravittireshang bhutana nirvitte su mahaphalam. Pravitti, every living entity has got this pravitti, means propensity. What is that? Sense enjoyment. Loki babayamisa maddo seva nityastu jantu. Jantu means living being. Nitya, always, he has got the propensity, babaya amisa maddo seva. Babaya, babaya means sex life. And amisa means meat eating. Babaya amisa maddo seva and intoxicants. These are natural instincts of all living, even amongst the ants. These propensities are there. Those who have studied, the ants are very much fond of being intoxicated. Therefore, they find out sweet sugar. Sweet is intoxicant. Perhaps you know all. The liquor is made from sugar. Sugar is fermented with acid, sulfuric acid. And then it is distilled. That is liquor. Therefore, too much sweet eating is prohibited. So, loke babaya amisa maddha seva nittastu jantu. This is propensity. Material life means every living entity has got this propensity. But they have to be restricted. Pravitti resam bhutanam. That is natural instinct. But if you can stop them, that is your excellence. That is called tapasya. Tapasya means I have got naturally some propensity. But that is not good. Not good in this sense, if we continue that propensity, then we have to accept this material body. This is the law of nature. There is a verse, Paramatya, what is called? Now I'm forgetting that. That everyone is mad after sense gratification. Rasadhu manne jato atmayam asannapi asatoya deha. So long we continue this propensity of sense and enjoyment, you'll have to accept body. That is birth and death. So long. Therefore, the process should be how to make zero all these propensities. That is perfect. Not to enhance it. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Yad indriya pritaye aprinoti. Nunam, alas, indeed, pramatta, these mad men, they are mad, those who are after these propensities. Bhavaya amisa maddha seva. Sex, intoxication, and meat eating. They're all mad men. Pramatta. Nunam pramatta purute vikarma. Vikarma means, activities which are prohibited. You see, for these three things, avishamadha seva, for sex life, for meat eating, for drinking, people are working, not only working, dishonestly working. How to get money, how to get black market, white market, this, that, only for these three things. Amishamadha seva. Therefore, nunang pramatta kuruti vikarma jadindriya pritaye aprinoti. This is the instruction of Rishabdev to his sons. My dear sons, don't be misled. These rascal fools, they have become mad after this thing, meat eating and intoxication and sex life. Nasadhu manne, it is not good at all. Nasadhu manne. I don't say it is very good. It is not at all good. Nasadhu manne. Why it is not good? We are enjoying life. Yes, you are enjoying now. But, jato ātmanayam asannapi āsato deho. So long we will continue with these things. You will have to accept body. And when you accept body, there must be birth, there must be death, there must be disease, and there must be old age. He'll suffer. But your actual position is na jayate. You do not take birth, but you have conditioned yourself to take birth. Actually, your position is no birth, eternal life, as Krishna is eternal. Similarly, every one of us, we are eternal, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. The same quality. As Krishna is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He is form, transcendental form, eternal form, full of knowledge, full of bliss. Similarly, we are also, although particle, the same quality. That Buddhists say, Najaya. This problem, these rascal civilizations, they cannot understand. That I am eternal. I am put into this condition of birth and death. No rascal understands. So-called philosophers, scientists, all of them, they are rascals, fools. Reject them. Reject them immediately. They are working hard, the same. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. Just like madman first. What is the value of madman's work? If he is busy whole day and night, I am very busy. Now, what you are, sir? You are a madman. Your brain is cracked, crazy. So what is the value of your work? This is my So Krishna consciousness is just imagine how important movement it is. It is the best welfare activities for the human society. They are all fools and rascals, and they have no knowledge, ignorant of their constitutional position, and they are unnecessarily working hard day and night. Therefore, they have been said, murha. Murha means ass. The ass works day and night for the washer man, for little grass. Well, grass is available everywhere, but he thinks that if I do not work for the washerman very hard, I will not get this grass. This is called ass. Therefore, when one becomes intelligent after cultivating knowledge, one becomes intelligent by and by. First of all, brahmachari. Then, if one cannot remain a brahmachari, all right, take a wife, grihastha, then give up, vanaprastha, then take sannyas. This is process. Then the murha, they will work day and night for sense gratification. Therefore, at a certain period of life, that stupidity should be given up and taken sannyas. No, finished. That is all. Now this portion of life should be completely for Krishna's service. That is real sannyas. Anasita karma phalam, karjam karma karoti. It is my duty to serve Krishna. I am eternal servant of karjam. Must I do? Must I serve Krishna? That is my position. That is sannyas. Anasita karma phalam, karjam karma karoti. The kormis, they are expecting some good result for sense gratification. That is kormi. And sannyasi means they are also working very hard, but not for sense gratification, for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is sannyasi. This is sannyasi and kormi. Kormi also works very hard, harder and harder, but all for this amisa madhya seva. Amisa madhya seva. Babaya only for sex life, eating meat and intoxication. And a devotee works in the same way, hard, but for Krishna's satisfaction. This is the difference. And if you want life before, like this, no more sense gratification, simply for Krishna, then you come to this position, na jayate, no more death, no more birth. Because your position is, na jayate na, that is your actual position. But because you are in ignorance, paramattha, you have become mad, you have become crazy, therefore you have taken to this process of sense gratification, therefore you are entangled in a material body, and the body is changing, that is called birth and death. So if you stop, if you want to stop this birth and death, don't indulge in sense gratification. Then again entangled. Nunam pramatta kuru devita. Yad indriya pritaye aprinoti na sadhu manne jatva atmaya asannapi asatadhir. All right, this body is for few years, it will be ended. And that's all right, it will be ended, but you will have to accept another body. The body, acceptance of the body you have to, because you have got desire, sense gratification. The sense gratification means you must have material senses to gratify. The Krishna is so pleased, so merciful, not pleased, but he is very merciful. All right, these rascals wants like this, give him this facility, all right. This rascal wants to eat stool, all right, let him have a body, a pig. This is going on, nature's law. So this knowledge, Bhagavad Gita knowledge, is so perfect for the human society. And Krishna wants that this knowledge should be spread, because everybody, sarva jani sukantiya sambhavanti murtaya, he is the seed-giving father. Father is naturally well-wisher. These rascals, they are suffering, prakritisthani, manasasthani, indriyani, prakritisthani causes, simply by guided by mental speculation, mana, and assisted by the senses, they are struggling so hard. And if they come back to me, they can live so nicely, as my friend, as my lover, as my father, as my mother, Vrindavan. So claim them again, call them. That therefore Krishna comes. Yada yada hi dharma, because the whole world is running on under the false impression of sense enjoyment. Therefore he comes and advises, sarva dharman parityaja, you rascal, give up all this engagement. Don't be proud that you are scientifically advanced, you are all rascals. Give up this nonsense, come to me. I will give you protection. This is Krishna. How merciful he is. And the same business should be done by Krishna's servant. Not to become a great yogi, magic player. No. That is not required. Simply speak what Krishna says. Then he becomes spiritual. Don't speak anything nonsense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadhi. Simply you preach the instruction of Krishna, whomever you meet, then you become spiritual. That's all. Very simple thing. Thank you very much.